man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can
survive. Welcome to the show, folks.
Country folks can survive.
Well, we got you the homegrown tomatoes there. The welcome to the Friday edition of the Trump phenomenon here on October 27th, 2017. I'm joined tonight by sidekick Paul Fromm from Canada. Hi, Paul.
Hi, James.
And the George, not yet in evidence among our hosting crew. He may join us later. We've got a brief 1 hour with you to catch up, try to catch up on things that have happened in the last 24 hours pertaining to the Trump phenomenon, Patriot scene. Of course, the Trump phenomenon covers everything having anything to do with the Patriot scene. All good news. The I tell you, it's been going in my head pretty continuously since we did the show, and pardon me for doing this to you, but I guess I just have to share it. It's going in my head. I guess I'm going to try to launch it into your head. Just a moment of this this theme song for what's going on right now, which is It's All Too Beautiful.
Bridge of sights, to rest my eyes in shades of green, under dreaming spots, to Ichiku Park, that's where I've been.
What did you do there?
I got high.
What did you feel there?
Well, I cried.
With all the tears there,
tell you why.
It's all too beautiful.
Yes, it is. I'll turn it down there. Sadly, those two fellows that were singing that, the band, the Small Faces, Rob in New Jersey got it right. And I talked to him today, and we're going to change his booking. We had given him a free trip on the bus to Newark. And we've changed that to, we've upgraded him to a trip on the ferry to Staten Island.
Well, that sounds pretty good. I've got something that's perhaps not so good. One more example of the attack on our white heritage. I hope most people know the name of Stephen Foster. He is probably the greatest American songwriter of the 19th century. Gave us such songs as Oh Susanna, My Old Kentucky Home, Way Down Upon the Suwannee River. He was actually born in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Died in New York City in 1864, but he celebrated the old antebellum South. And his name was Stephen Foster, and probably gave us some of the greatest songs in American folk culture in the 19th century. And the sad thing is he died in utter destitute poverty in 1864. And, you know, had he maybe lived another 10 or 20 years, he would have been a very, very rich man with all the royalties for his songs. But the Pittsburgh Art Commission has voted to recommend that removing a 117-year-old statue of Stephen Foster that's being criticized as demeaning because it includes a slave boy at his feet plucking a banjo. The commission wants the city to move the statue of Pittsburgh native son Stephen Foster at Schenley Park within 6 months and find a new spot on private property and properly contextualize, whatever that means, probably saying that, you know, he was a rotten son of a whatever. Critics say the statue is offensive because it depicts the banjo player in a condescending way. Well, you know, the banjo player is just an accompaniment to the star of the statue, and that's Stephen Foster. You know, I think white people really have to push back and say, hey, hands off, that's our culture. That's our heritage.
Yes. Yes, and here he is, Stephen Collins Foster. I looked him up as you were speaking there, Paul. This good to report this. 1826, died in 1864, known as the father of American music. So this is no small potatoes, censoring this guy out of our life.
No, and of course, Foster's huge. Huge. Yeah.
And the songs that everyone knows, Jeannie with a Light Brown Hair, Beautiful Dreamer, Camp Town Races, Old Folks at Home, and Oh, Susanna.
And didn't he also write Beautiful Dreamer?
Yes, yes.
He was just, going on the dates you mentioned, Jamie, he died, he was less than 40, wasn't he, when he died?
He died at the age of 37.
Oh, my God, the productivity of this man. And you know, that's our culture. How dare they do that to our white culture? There has to be pushback. And I hope if you live in Pennsylvania or you live around Pittsburgh that you get your 27 cents worth in right quickly.
Yeah, and of course, you know, the enemies, you know, really, what? The anti-white. The enemies of anything white, anything of which we could be proud, they will not stop. There's no, their demands are infinite, and they will go after every institution, every person, so we simply have to stop them. And this is, what was the town and the actual cause here? It's a statue, Paul?
It's a statue. It's in a park in Pittsburgh, in Schenley Park. And the Pittsburgh Arts Commission wants the city to remove it and find a home for it on private property and properly contextualize, which probably says put a sign there to explain that somehow Stephen Foster, who never owned a slave, he was a northerner, is somehow oppressing the little slave boy who is playing a banjo. He isn't beating the guy or anything like that. This is, just evil. Anything to do with our culture is diminished and opposed, you know. But you know, we have to push back and proudly say, "This is our culture. Leave it alone. How dare you?"
Well, yes, and here he is, Stephen Foster, immortalized on a 1 cent American stamp from the famous American Composers series of 1940, and the. I'm looking at pictures of different sculptures and statues of Stephen Foster. Oh, here's the one I think you're talking about. Stephen Foster by Giuseppe Moretti. Yes, this statue's from 1900. And my goodness, the black banjo player looking excellent. Nothing wrong with him. Nothing wrong with the portrayal. He's sitting next to Stephen Foster, who obviously is more prominent in the statue. It's not a statue to the black banjo player. But both men are smiling. Both men, obviously, you know, the banjo player and Stephen Foster getting along famously. Nothing wrong with this statue at all. My gosh. And the You could actually say it's a tribute to black artists and black musicians that the sculptor Giuseppe Moretti included a black banjo player in this tribute to Stephen Foster. I mean, they, you know, the left gets everything backwards. It really doesn't matter what it is. The headline today in USA Today, Donald Trump just made a speech yesterday in which he said, we're going to go after opioid addiction in America. We're going to knock it out. And of course, nobody's going to knock the whole thing out, but we're going to do something about this epidemic of opioid addiction in America. Great speech, a great program. And here's how USA Today reported it. This is, I'm going to relate this to how the left can get anything backwards. Here's a complimentary, statue with a black musician in it and Stephen Foster, but this has turned into something offensive. Well, when the USA Today, which is unremittingly hostile to Donald Trump, here's how they report his great speech on let's knock out opioid addiction in America, which surged during the Obama years. They reported as Donald Trump's deeds on opioid addiction don't match his rhetoric. That was the way they reported a great speech. It's not a great speech and it's not a great program. It's
he didn't get up this morning and single-handedly overcome opioid or abolish opioid addiction for the whole country. Well, of course he can. One man can't do it all, of course.
They find some way, no matter what it is, they find some way to cast it negatively. So anything white artist has achieved, and they can go to the most ridiculous levels. If they have nothing else, they can say, well, this is bad because this white man was a white man. That's bad enough right there. Or it's bad because he was a man. Or it's bad because he was white. Anything is enough for them to impugn anything. What's the common thread, folks? What is the reality that we face? It's a campaign of envy and malice, Karl Marx's program was characterized as an impossible program based on malice and envy. And I think it was Winston Churchill that said that, actually. It's an impossible program based on envious and malice and envy that will never be satisfied. And the common thread is simply, we despise you as white people. We want your civilization to be destroyed. We want you to be diminished in number and destroyed politically. And we'll tear at you as long as we're breathing and as long as you're breathing. So, the only thing to do, folks, is to stand up and fight that. And we got a lot of good news to report on that front tonight. The great news that yet another a senator in the pocket of Mitch McConnell is probably very close to getting out of the Senate. That's Orrin Hatch of Utah. You'd think, wow. Yeah, a senator from Utah, you'd think this guy's going to be, a straight arrow, and he's going to have a really good program. But Orrin Hatch actually has been a huge disappointment. And he's been a Mitch McConnell man. He's now 83 years old. He's the oldest senator, I think, the oldest senator. And so he is very definitely on the verge of deciding to retire, run.
Definitely past his prime date. I knew Peter Brimelow of VDare. First went to Washington and worked as a staffer for Senator Hatch in, I'm going to say, about 1981 or two. And there was huge hope for Hatch because he was a social conservative, he's a straight arrow Mormon, a law and order man, and so on. But 40-some years vegetating in the U.S. Senate, I never was so disappointed as when I heard the nonsense he came out with after Charlottesville. And I thought, you're really a cultural Marxist, and you don't have any use for white people. He sat there in the Senate, and quite often he was the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee. Did they ever do anything to repeal anti-white affirmative action? No. 40-some years in the Senate, and I can't see that he's done a whole lot for white people. I'm glad to see him go, and I hope the door doesn't hit him on his way out.
Let's see if we can't find the actual story on the departure of Orrin Hatch. Now, here is the interesting twist that flows out of this. Who will replace Orrin Hatch? Well, the one person who appears definitely to be maneuvering to be this replacement is, sad to say, Mitt Romney, who would not be an improvement over Orrin Hatch. And so now there are people though maneuvering in Utah. Here's the story here. Staff for Senator Orrin Hatch are not outright denying a new report from the Atlantic magazine that Hatch, another ally of Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, plans to retire at the end of his current term. That would be 2018. Another death blow for the failing Senate Majority Leader. And let's go down here, the story. They're making all kinds of sounds, like, you know, everything they say is really confirming that he's going to retire in 2018. Comments like he has not made a final decision and so on. His plans are, you know, et cetera. And declining to comment on what he has told his allies in private. Now here's the story with Mitt Romney. Romney plans to run for the Senate, some people are saying. One person is saying this is a done deal. Romney began exploring a Senate bid earlier this year, discussing the plan with advisors, friends, and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, who subsequently confirmed those conversations to reporters. Romney owns a home near Salt Lake City. He does not live in Utah, but he owns a home near Salt Lake City and enjoys widespread popularity in the state as the first Mormon to have won a major party presidential nomination. What is the sunny prospect here for us? Who is the gentleman who can run against him? Matheson. Boyd Matheson, the former chief of staff to Senator Mike Lee, Republican of Utah, who now runs a conservative think tank, the Sutherland Institute. Boyd Matheson, remember that name, is likely to run. Dave Bossie, the president of Citizens United and President Trump's general election deputy campaign manager, is quoted as saying Boyd Matheson, will have the full backing of conservatives in Utah and full backing nationally, something Romney will not enjoy this time around if he's willing to throw his name in the ring. Boyd Matheson is going to be the consensus conservative candidate among all the outside groups, and we'll have a lot of the financial support that's out there, Bossie said of Matheson in Utah. Romney's allies have been trying to clear the way to rig the election for him in Utah. This is good news on that front. It could turn out very well, Paul, if Mitt Romney runs and gets beaten by the Steve Bannon machine. Oh, wow. Because Mitt Romney has to be conceded to have a huge starting advantage. We'll continue right after.
And also, buckets.
Yeah, we'll be back right after this break, folks.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
We're back, folks. Now, we don't need no mind control. And teacher, leave those kids alone. Let me go to the call-in board here and just check to see. No, nobody's on the board yet. So if you want to call in, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443, to talk about this, that, or any other thing. Here's some more good news, Paul. And this is in a neighboring state of Nevada, which also has a lot of Mormons in it, a very strong Mormon presence in Nevada. And, of course, Utah having the highest Mormon presence of any state in America, really being founded by Latter-day Saints. There is a contest going on, very parallel to the Orrin Hatch story. Orrin Hatch in 2013 was one of the Gang of Eight who sponsored an amnesty bill. You're not going to believe this, folks. And Republicans, eight of them, who sponsored an amnesty bill that would have legalized, well, you got to be sitting down, every single illegal alien in the United States.
Oh, my God.
I mean, John McCain, you know, one of them. The Gang of Eight. Well, Orrin Hatch was one of the Gang of Eight. This is goes to that disappointment Paul spoke of. You know, Peter Bremelow wouldn't have gone to work for somebody who was that bad. And so he went bad. Well, another of the Gang of Eight was current Senator Dean Heller of Nevada, Republican of Nevada. He is one of the Gang of Eight. He is running for re-election in 2018. And here is the incredible good news. He's being primaried by the Steve Bannon and company. I have to say and company. Obviously, Steve Bannon is not doing the whole thing. Steve Bannon is the first to make that point. But Steve Bannon is sort of the leader and the emblem of this this insurgency. He's being primaried by a candidate named Danny Tarkanian. So you want to remember that name, Danny Tarkanian. Well, now, if you know your history of the Senate and the House, if you're an incumbent senator or congressman, oh, you can't be beaten. It's like hopeless. It's like 95% plus reelection for incumbents. It's just a done deal. They've got the staff offices, the staff, the money, the contacts. They've got everything. All the skids are greased. So an incumbent, almost hopeless. Well, what's happening in this election cycle? The incumbency ain't working. The public is fed up with people like Orrin Hatch and Dean Heller. Yeah, Paul?
No, I just agreed with you. I think we're going to see some upsets.
Well, you said the right word. Of course, we've already seen Bob Corker bail out. We've seen Luther Strange get upset big after outspending Roy Moore better than 10 to 1. Now we've seen Jeff Flake in Arizona flake out. But get what's going on in Nevada. Dean Heller, incumbent, we're early in the process here. The campaigning has not begun in earnest. But so Dean Heller should be starting with a huge advantage over the unknown incumbent, Danny Tarkanian. Oh, latest poll covering October 24th to 26th, current up to yesterday. Dean Heller is being stomped by Danny Tarkanian.
Great.
The current polling, Danny Tarkanian drawing 44% of likely Republican primary voters. Dean Heller, 38, a full 6 percentage points back. And folks, I'll tell you what, that spells doom for Dean Heller, because Danny Tarkanian hasn't even got his campaign in motion yet. So we can look for this, folks. Another McConnell ally, Dean Heller, he's going to be retired by a Trump train, Steve Bannon, America Firster.
You said he's retarded?
Yeah, he is retarded.
Oh, good.
He is retarded, and he will be retarded. He will be retarded. So, you know, folks, this is the pattern. And now, something that's beautiful is the pattern is being – it's nice to see something like this happen. Well, we'll talk about the pattern after this break. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is hitting roadblocks on a highway in my way. And what I live for is a chance to change and be everything I can be. What I love is someone bright enough to see.
That's all you folks out there. The folks bright enough to see is Mike Rivero. Fellow RBN host Mike Rivero says, you are the best educated, smartest audience in radio. And thank you very much for being that audience and for you. It's you, of course, John Stattmiller, the creator of this network. But guess who also created it? You have. And you keep recreating it week after week after week with your contributions. So please keep it, keep this network alive. I've got a little gem for you here. We gave you this situation. Danny Tarkanian leading Dean Heller in Nevada. The poll showing Tarkanian ahead of Heller, the incumbent, 44-38. Tarkanian over Heller. Wonderful news. Even more good news. And I'm going to now relate this to Mitt Romney trying to take Orrin Hatch's seat. That's what's coming up, folks. and Boyd Matheson being the unknown, relatively, challenger to Mitt Romney. And I'm going to explain why he has a very good chance of beating Mitt Romney. One of the polling questions, this poll that just came out today, the people who favor Danny Tarkanian over Dean Heller, they were asked, let me get the exact question here. Well, the question was, would you prefer or tend to vote for a candidate who strongly supports Donald Trump? 86% said yes.
Wow.
And so, you know, I said, there's a common denominator here, folks. The common denominator is the popularity of Donald Trump with his base, which is patriots in America. Forget about, you know, his numbers with other people who hate his guts. I mean, that's part of his virtue. That's part of his badge of honor, is that he's hated by the right people. Okay? But the people that we care about, the audience for this show, they love Donald Trump. And so they will vote for the candidate. And this is the common denominator, whether it's Alabama with Roy Moore, or it's Tennessee with Marsha Blackburn over Bob Corker, or whether it's Arizona with Dr. Kelly Ward over Jeff Flake, or Jerry Tarkanian, Danny Tarkanian over Dean Heller. 86% are going to vote for this person. Now, is, of course, Boyd Matheson, big Trump supporter. How about Mitt Romney? Well, let's listen to Mitt Romney. This, I'm trying to remember the date that he recorded this. It went up on YouTube in March of 2016. I think that's about when it was created. Here's Mitt Romney telling us what he thinks about, this is on national television, big, expensive, special speech that Mitt Romney arranged to go nationwide, trying to destroy Donald Trump. He didn't succeed. Here's how he tried.
If I'm right, you'll have all the proof you need to know that Donald Trump is indeed a phony. Attacking me, as he surely will, won't prove him any less of a phony. It's entirely in his hands to prove me wrong. All he has to do is release his back taxes like he promised he would, and let us hear what he said behind closed doors to the New York Times. You know, Ronald Reagan used to quote a Scottish philosopher who predicted that democracies and civilizations wouldn't last much longer than a couple hundred years. And John Adams...
Oh, boy, this blah, blah, woof, woof. Let's go towards the end of this thing.
These two things are related. Our presidents, time and again, have called on us to rise to the occasion.
Ah, yeah, blah, blah, woof, woof. We've been hearing that garbage for
his promises are as worthless as a degree from Trump University.
Oh, okay, here we go. Here he is. He's digging in here.
Applauds the prospect of twisting the Constitution to limit First Amendment freedom of the press. This is the very brand of anger that has led other nations into the abyss. Here's what I know. Donald Trump is a phony, a fraud. His promises are as worthless as a degree from Trump University.
Oh, ho, ho, ho.
He's playing the members of the American public for suckers. He gets a free ride to the White House, and all we get is a lousy hat.
Ha, 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 ha.
His domestic policies would lead to recession. His foreign policy...
The stock market's up about 30%, folks.
...policies would make America and the world less safe. He has neither the temperament nor the judgment to be president. And his personal qualities would mean that America would cease to be a shining city on a hill.
God.
I'm convinced America has greatness ahead. And this is a time for choosing. God bless us to choose a nominee who will make that vision a reality. Thank you, and God bless you all. Thank you.
God bless you, Mitt Romney. And you let it all out there, my friend. And he's gonna have to somehow find a way to suck those words back into his mouth and say that he didn't say them if he runs for U.S. Senate with the Republican primary voters who 86% overwhelmingly support Donald Trump. I think this makes Mitt Romney, who otherwise would have to be regarded as unbeatable in Mormon, Utah, very beatable. What do you think, Paul?
Yeah, you know, with a huge majority of Republican voters wanting a person who's pro Donald Trump, he's got some huge backing down to do, and I don't think he'll do it.
Yes, and of course, and if he does, no one will believe it. He never endorsed Trump. He never endorsed him. And so he was a never Trumper from the get go. And the I think he will be beaten by Boyd Matheson. I mean, that's what we're predicting, the race that we're predicting. There may be yet another candidate who appears. We're early yet in the process. But it's all one of the break songs for their show is from Buffalo Springfield, who sings there's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I've got to beware. Well, things have changed since Buffalo Springfield, the precursor to Crosby, Stills, and Nash, sang that song back in, that was about 1965. I remember I was a senior in high school, I think, when I was watching that on TV. And things have changed. Things are much clearer now than they were in 1965. But there is still a man over there with a gun over there telling me I've got to beware. But the insurgency is here, and it's happening all across the country. Well, that's the good news. Let's take a call right now. Go to a caller board here if I can do that. And we've got Alan in South Carolina. Alan, what do you think of this Steve Bannon insurgency?
Well, you can just add him. There's one more danger to democracy.
Mitt Romney?
Well, no, Steve Bannon.
Why is that?
Well, I'll tell you. I originally called because of the Stephen Foster statue.
Yes.
And it's something you haven't run across if you weren't fighting the culture war down here in the South. And let me go to that first before I forget the rest of it. What the socialists really hate about that statue is that it shows a 19th century black in a happy mood or a happy position. And they want him to always be under the whip, with his hand up over his face, being hit, starved, and so forth, and ragged and miserable and head hung down. We've run across that over and over again down here. I won't blather on and on about that, but I could give you more examples, but it'd take too much time. But that's what it's all about, and again, you wouldn't have run across it. You had to fight the war here.
Alan, stay there with us. Let's just take a little interlude here, and let's listen to My Old Kentucky Home, composed by Stephen Collins Foster, a song by none other than the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. Let's listen in.
Robert Israel.
Gotta get through an ad here, a couple seconds of an ad, get rid of that. Okay, here we go. If that isn't Americana, there's no such thing.
Well, of course, what they hate about that is it's not syncopated and it's not laced with obscenities.
Yeah, that's right. It's just beautiful is what it is, like our people. And of course, we have all those other songs by Stephen Foster. Go ahead, Paul.
Like as the caller was saying, a part of why they hate Stephen Foster is he portrays the antebellum South as basically a fairly harmonious and happy place. And the songwriter, the voice, is looking back nostalgically, because in the last few years of his life, he saw his country and the South torn apart by this war of Yankee aggression. Of course, the politically correct want the South portrayed only in terms of Negro slaves being lashed and bloody and oppressed and things like that, whereas in many plantations, everybody to some extent was family, and the slaves had to be cared for. The slave was a valuable a valuable part of the owner's property. One may not approve of the idea of people being property, but slaves for the most part were well treated. Well, that's not the message they want. It's got to be nonstop. Whites are evil, and that just doesn't come out from Stephen Foster's music.
And now, get this. I'm learning. Thank you for bringing up this issue, Paul. I'm educating myself right now as you speak. I'm reading the article on my old Kentucky home. Get this, folks. The left wants to get rid of Stephen Foster. He wrote My Old Kentucky Home as an anti-slavery ballad. That's not good enough for the left.
Oh, no, not good enough. It
composed in 1852, published in 1853, and he was actually inspired. Well, let's see. Listen to the lyrics, some of the lyrics in here. This was written as an anti-slavery ballad. The sun shines bright in the old Kentucky home. 'Tis summer. The darkies are gay. And in current singing, we learn that they substitute for darkies the word people.
It's like Soviet communism.
Yeah. And he says, the day goes by like a shadow o'er the heart, with sorrow where all was delight. The time has come when the darkies have to part. Then my old Kentucky home, good night. Weep no more, my lady. Oh, weep no more today. We will sing one song for the old Kentucky home, for the old Kentucky home far away. The head must bow and the back will have to bend wherever the darkies may go. A few more days and the troubles all will end in the field where the sugar canes grow. A few more days for to tote the weary load. No matter, 'twill never be light. A few more days till we totter on the road. Then my old Kentucky home, good night. And weep no more, my lady, oh, weep no more today. We will sing one song for the old Kentucky home, for the old Kentucky home far away. And let's hear somebody who knows how to sing, not me. Actually, I was a singer, but let's hear the Mormon Tabernacle Choir with just a little more of this classic Americana. I wonder if they'll sing darkies or people. Here it comes. Now, they've changed it to "The time will come when our loved ones have to part." Not the darkies. Our loved ones have to part. That was quite an edit.
I have noticed that, James, that's sharp listening.
Yeah, all right. We'll be right back.
Remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. "It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s, along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David." Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We're back, folks. Thanks for joining us. We're down to one just this last segment here. And Alan, I just want to talk just a little bit more about this, you know, my old Kentucky home. Who else is from Kentucky? Oh, Mitch McConnell.
Oh.
We started out with Mitch McConnell. So these things, it's funny how these things connect, Paul. But the how popular is Mitch McConnell? Well, let's just look at the latest polling on Mitch McConnell. 86% of likely Republican voters want a candidate who supports Donald Trump. Do they want a never Trumper like Mitch McConnell? No, they don't. Well, here's the latest polling. Let me just find it here on Mitch McConnell. More good news. Let's go to the Breitbart story first on this. 56% of Republicans want Mitch McConnell to resign. Majority, this is Dateline October 24th. This is hot, current. I love Breitbart. His grip on the Republican leadership is shakier than ever. A new Harvard-Harris poll shows the majority of GOP voters want McConnell to resign. 56%. His approval rating, the worst of any politician in the survey, with a meager approval of 16%. Let's see if there's any other gem in here. Bannon is seeking to put forward primary challengers to establishment Republicans with his litmus test for Senate challengers, including a promise to vote against McConnell as majority leader if elected. And Danny Tarkanian has signed that.
Wow.
Polls showing McConnell's deep unpopularity among Republican voters are likely to fuel Bannon's claim that McConnell is out of touch and needs to be removed. Bannon's numbers are strong in the same poll, with 61% of Republicans saying they support Bannon's push. 56% saying his efforts will make the party stronger. Trump's approval rating, 80%. Wow. Of course, this is among
80 against 17.
Yeah.
Who should be on his way out?
Yes. And this is a big poll of 22,200 registered voters between October 14 and 18. And this is a Harvard-Harris poll. That's, you know, not a conservative company. And their director of the poll says the Republican Party is at war with its traditional leadership, and Trump and Bannon are winning in this unprecedented schism. So that's a good parting thought for tonight's show. And that means you folks are winning out there. We'll come back and visit all of this again on Sunday, our Sunday program from 3
what
to 6.
What are you going to be rock and rolling about on Sunday?
Pardon me, Paul, what?
What are we going to be rocking and rolling about on Sunday?
Well, I think on Sunday it's still going to be all too beautiful. And I think we'll still be feeling this way on Sunday, folks.
It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
We'll see y'all on Sunday. Thanks, Paul.
Let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.